Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Κατέβασε και εσύ το Beton Alpha App και μην χάσεις ούτε ένα γκολ. Beton Alpha. Ανεβήκαμε κατηγορία.
Εδώ. Νοτσόφτες. Beton Alpha. We won? Did we win? Is this a dream? Am I like asleep and I'm imagining this shit happening? Am I asleep? Am I dreaming? That's what I need to know. What the fuck is going on? I don't know what to say. Well, actually, I do know what to say. Welcome to No Choftes, powered by Bet on Alpha. And you know what, boys and girls, I'm sorry to start this podcast in this way. I'm really sorry. I don't want to pop people's balloon. I don't want to, you know, shit on people's parade or shit on people's carnival. The tagline at the bottom says, a broken clock is right twice a day. The review of the last game against Abor, I said, there's no chance we're going to get two goals against them. We got two goals against them. I said, Belic has nothing to do. He picked the ball out of the net twice. I said, Bezos needs to go. He scored the winner. What else did I say? I said, Sofroni is a passion merchant. And he masterminded a win. Now, look, I am absolutely thrilled that we won the game. Absolutely pleased. It's a wonderful feeling beating them. But I'm not going to get overexcited. I'm not getting excited. I'm not falling into a trap that many fans are going to fall in, because we've seen this happen time and time again this season, regardless of who the head coach is. We get a good win and everyone's excited. Everyone's excited. We're going to win. We're going to win the league. We're going to win the cup. We're going to do this. And then what happens a week later? Down the fucking toilet. So yes, it was a wonderful performance. It was a very organized performance. It was a defensively stout performance. I must admit, they were organized defensively. They did very well in the middle of the park. We limited them to a few opportunities, which I'm sure they'll be very upset that they didn't score, because Fabio made two fantastic saves and there was that chance from Kvilidaya. But was it a smash and grab win for us? Because Karim scored a fantastic goal. Great header, peeling off the fullback, scoring a header. You know, the penalty was a bonkers situation. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Clear as day, it's a penalty. You can't complain. If anyone complains that that's not a penalty, you don't know the game. Clear as day. But that was smash and grab, wasn't it? That wasn't convincing. But why should we care? Why should we care? We keep saying we can't fucking beat them. We'll talk about thrillophobia the other day. So am I happy we won? Yes, I'm over the fucking moon. I think there were some players out there that really, really stood out. I think Juste and Pana at the back were immense. Matthew was brilliant, but I've been bigging him up all season. Gidsor, well, what a surprise. Gidsor was fantastic. He's been one of our best players. Bash was brilliant up until he came off. Gusso had a very good game. And like I said, like he's not built for derby games. Well, maybe against Dalzvili, he's built for derby games. Foddy, and I said left wing. Foddy probably playing left wing. And again, he was okay. He was okay. The two front men were brilliant. Bessadin especially was brilliant. But do not come at me with this whole, we're going to go on to win the cup. Don't come at me with this whole, you were wrong. You were wrong about everything that you said. Okay, I was wrong this one time. As I said, the broken clock is right twice a day. I'm not convinced. And I still stand by what I said. Sofroni is a passion merchant. We have players that need to go. I still don't rate Bezos. I really don't. Perhaps some of these players saw my podcast the other day and that was the team talk done for them. Maybe Sofroni sat them down and said, right, look at this fucking Chalui saying all this shit about you lot. Fact is, I've done the team talk for you, man. Yeah, you're welcome. As The Rock said in Moana, I think. It was Moana, wasn't it? Kids looking... Well, was it kids? Honestly, I could go on and on. I can explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, was it? Yeah, anyway, I can do it. I've got a kid. You've got to sing it to him. Right, DJ Vlaga is here. Oh, well done, you're here. Well done. Thank you for joining me. I've been doing this on my ones for the past 2-3 episodes. I'm glad that I've got some company here.
Alex.
My co-host has decided to join me.
Where's Roy? I was working on Saturday.
Been Roy is taking a well-earned break from this bullshit. And I'm glad that he's relaxing in Lisbon. And inshallah he comes back. Inshallah he comes back in a good mood and refreshed. Ready for the bullshit that's the rest of the season. How are you, young man?
Feeling good, man. Again, it's not going to fucking paper over the cracks. Just like you said, I'm completely with you. But fucking God, that felt good. Tina, shut
now,
the fuck up.
Now.
I'm a bit now, calm. Now. I'm a bit calm. You now, may hear them was. Not going to get ahead of myself, but we needed that. We needed that.
Yeah, we did need that for the confidence. We did need that to salvage something. But I am not like getting ahead
neither
of myself.
Neither am I.
I'm not.
But I want to fucking enjoy today because we really fucking needed that. The players needed that. The fucking team needed that. The fucking Yobadich hasn't done that. But again, doesn't matter. It's not going to paper over the cracks. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's fucking see.
Oh. Well, to be honest there, Chris, I'm not going to lie to you. I was very impressed with a lot of the game, a lot of our performance, especially first half.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I will say, and we said it in the WhatsApp group, Upwell seemed to start games slow. And I don't know whether that's an intentional kind of thing, because we've seen this season conceding early goals against Ajax, conceding early goals against Abolon. They seem to be a team that they start the first 5, 10, 15 minutes tops, like in second gear, and then they kick on when they need to. And I think we saw, especially in the last half an hour of this game, how they really built up momentum. And they really, and I think that's this whole system is intentional because, you know, let's soak up the pressure and see what we can do for the rest of the game. And I think they did well against us, I must admit. But at the same time, I think our defensive stability showed tonight, which phenomenal. I haven't said in a long time.
Fucking phenomenal, man.
We were clearing set pieces. We were winning second balls. We were physical. We were committing tactical fouls. Everything that we've been saying that we need to be doing. Now, again, a broken clock is right twice a day. And you know what? This might be a one-off.
Yep.
For all we know. And again, I'm not getting excited. But if we carry on playing this way, okay, then we at least we can build on something. But the fact is there are plenty of players that need to fuck off. It's that simple, bruv. It's that simple. So, you know.
I do not want to fucking see Miletic Olang fucking start again. Nicolas fucking Banayodu, man. Fucking hell. The kid hasn't even played this year and he puts in a performance like that. Fucking aggressive, fearless. Fucking leadership at the back with Huster. Again, don't get me wrong. Huster might not be the best of a centre-backs, but I know, but it's a fucking important win. I mean,
Bro, you know, you said you'd only see Miletic. Like, Lang, that's it for him. He's done. He's done.
Enough.
But I've been saying he's done for a long time, bro. Like...
He even says it himself, even though Moroso on total green. Like, he got lucky. Well, there's a... Yeah. Then luck runs out. You don't play, you're out. And at least I can hope Sofronis can fucking see this. You fucking deserved it, the kid, man. Oh, and the whole team deserved it today.
Well, this is a good comment. How could it be convincing? Still, we don't have a good team. Let's not fool ourselves. This is, yeah, of course, I agree, bro. I'm actually not going to disagree with you. That's the thing. Like, this is the best that we can do. But do you know what? It's almost as if, like, we're going into these games as underdogs now. That's what it is from now till the end of the season.
Well, to be honest,
I don't want top six, bro. I don't want top six.
Neither do I. I'd rather stay out of top six, relax my players, and focus on winning the cup and maybe getting to Europe.
Because I also see we're doing the same. Are they playing now? Have they finished? Are they playing? I don't even know. They're playing Olympiacos, aren't they?
No, eh?
Aren't they playing Olympiacos?
Αύριο. Talamina, Elche, and Arthos Olympiacos, αύριο.
Right, so next round is either going to be Bafo, Ailo Salamina, or Anorthosis Olympiacos. So, you know, if we end up with Bafo, we're fucked. Forget it.
Bafo's ain't doing too great lately, bro.
No, listen, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. Over two legs, they'll bend us over. In a cup final, a one-off, I'll have it. But, nah. No. So, look, again, as I said, I'm... Well, there you go. So,
Stel, looking at the starting lineup today, honest to God, did you feel like we were going to get something out of that?
At half time, no. You're going to laugh because I thought half time, this always happens with us. We always, if we go into the end, like we did in the first game, we went 1-0 up, and then the first 5 minutes of the second half, they fucking peppered us.
Yep.
And I thought it was going to be more of the same, to be honest. There's a comment here, right? The audacity of the journalist saying Sofroni, our players should have done fair play. Look, I'm going to get a lot of stick in the comments for this, but this is what I'm going to say. You cannot kick the ball out if a player is injured because he's hurt his wanking hand. Yeah? If he's got a head injury, fine. Kick the ball out if it's serious. My guy was holding his wrist. You're going to kick the ball out?
My God.
No fucking chance. Fair play.
I like that cuntish
football. This is football, not ballet. If you want to go see ballet, go watch ballet. If you want to go watch Rapunzel, go watch Rapunzel. Like, this is football. Don't sit there fucking crying because my guy's lying on the ground with his fucking holding his wrist. If it was a leg injury, I could even imagine. But you get someone off with your fucking hand. It's just bullshit, man. It's dumb. Let's have it. Which journalist was it? Was it from a right wing newspaper by any chance? I'm just asking for a friend. There you go. They didn't kick the ball out on Saturday. We reciprocated. I don't remember that, to be honest, but whatever. Like, it is what it is. Here you go, Mike, Mr. Pieri. Only the referee can stop play. Responsibility is on him, not the players. Mike, if you're a referee, would you kick the ball out if a player is holding his wanking hand? I don't know. I don't think that's a reason to stop play. And does it seem like a coincidence that we were on the counter at the time? No, but listen, it is what it is, and their fans are going to complain about it, and everyone complains about shit, whatever, deal with it. That's life. You battered us all fucking season. Give us this one. Jesus. Fucking hell, we've been taking L's all season from these cunts. You're going to take this away from us, man? Come on. We're suffering at the moment.
Let's fucking enjoy it, man. Bro.
Zandia was down, injured with a leg injury, and Abuel kept playing. There you go.
Yep.
No respect. I had enough of fair play with them. Man, ducks. Do you know, I can't even be asked to get into this, like, this Abuel hating fest at the moment. Because, you know, we've beaten them, and let's get it right. And no disrespect to the Giballo. As much as I want to win it, to them, this is like a bonus for them if they went on to win it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want to win the league. That's their main ambition, to win the league in the top of the league. If they win the cup, it's a bonus. Naturally, they wanted to beat us because it was knocking out Omonia on the way to do it. Yeah, but the fact is, they got bigger fish to fry.
Yep.
So they're going to be in pain because we knocked them out. They're going to be angry. They're going to be hurting. But they can turn around and say, hey, Duxie, well, you guys have still got to fucking win this cup, and you still got to face either Buffo or maybe Anorthosis or maybe AEL and teams that we fucking struggle against. And they're like, fuck this shit, we're top of the league. So, I don't know. I think I wouldn't say we wanted it more tonight, but I think we were just more organized and we were more cute. That's what it was.
We were very organized today, and I can say that. And we're never fucking organized, especially all fucking year. Let's be honest. So, whatever they said, whatever the coach, whatever the players fucking did tonight, good on them. Hopefully, Nasine, he's already feeling I'm in the one and off. Again, it's not going to fucking paper over the cracks, but they're out. We're through. On to the next fucking game. Head high. Fucking get the confidence up. Use the confidence and fucking just go on, man. Enough with this sulking and fucking feeling sorry for yourself. Feeling sorry for yourself never fucking got you anywhere in life. Adi, enough. Turn the page. Try and fucking save the season, whatever you can. Whatever you can.
Yeah, I know, bro. I know, but look, they had Shebak at right back. They had Weira at left back, right? What's his name? Sarfor was on the bench. Ben wasn't playing. I don't want to take anything away from our thing. Like, I don't want to take anything away from our... Hey, 1 minute. Still, our fan page have been taking clips from this pod, been sharing it with their pages to make fun of us. I don't care. Bro, I don't care. Like, they're well within their rights to do so. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Because really and truly, let's get this right. Most of the time, whenever we lose against them, our numbers go up because they come and watch our show because they want to see all this fucking shit and they want to clip it. So they're doing us a favor by fucking up the algorithm for us, which is good. So I don't care. I don't care. Let them clip everything they want. They can clip what I said last week, the other day, about Sofoni being a passion merchant. They can clip about Beza. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
They did make there is a certain page that made a clip about you. The last
Me?
One. Yeah, you saw it. The last pod. Yeah. I'll send it to you after. There's a new clip making fun of us. Really? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ah, that's all right.
It's
all
okay.
Right. It's when okay. did you send it to me?
It's okay,
is
though.
Is that the one at the beginning where me, you and Roy are sitting there and it's black and white?
No. There's another one. It's okay, though. I mean, and now we're on Iraq League up because.
Bro, like I said, let them do it. I honestly, I don't have a problem with it because when you do podcasts, especially when it comes to a fan one, you run the risk of doing that, of getting that sort of treatment. Yeah, it comes with the territory. That's what it is. And I'm sure Omonia fans have been doing the same with Into the Orange and other fans have been doing with that. This is the risk that you run when doing podcasts, especially video podcasts. You need to be thick-skinned. Yep. Yeah. You can't take it to heart because, again, you're exposing yourself and you're, well, not in that way, but you're opening yourself up to criticism and, you know, for people to say, oh, you said this a long time ago and now you've changed. And this. It is what it is. If I had any doubts of doing this, I wouldn't do it. If I was worried about that shit, I wouldn't do it. But the fact is, if they want to clip stuff and you know, help their algorithm and boost their numbers because it gets more viewers, and if we're helping them indirectly, we'll go for it. It's fine. Like, it's absolutely fine. They don't get really personal. Not that I know of, anyway. I don't think they get personal.
Nah.
They take the piss out of us. They don't get personal. Like, when you get personal, that's when journalist Stell comes involved and I find where you work and I get you sacked because I can do this shit. Do you know what I'm saying? But really and truly, like, this is part and parcel of being a fan. This is part and parcel of social media. I've been in this game for 12 years. Like, I know this like the back of my hand. Then I've had abuse. I've had death threats from a lot of their fans. Yeah. For quite unjustified as well, but I'm not going to go into that situation. That was with my lawyer, and that's been sorted. What?
That's in the past.
Yeah, we're not going to go into that. But yes. Anyway, so it is what it is. Let them clip what they want to clip. It's absolutely fine. Honestly, I'm not just saying this because it's like, yeah, we won, and you can say what you want. I'm being serious. If that is what helps you get your numbers up and it helps you take the piss out of us. Because let's get it right there, Chris. The last pod, I was taking the piss out of Omoni the whole fucking time. I was taking the piss because we deserve it. But I'm not going to be one of these fans that completely flip-flops. And 1 minute I'm saying, oh, this is great. Next minute, this minute is shit. And next minute, this is great. I can't be fucking bothered. And that's not me anyway. So it is what it is. It is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Anyway, Gutsos gave the team the passion he was missing. I believe in him. They won three times this year, but we won the one that hurts the most. Does it hurt the most there? I mean, they beat us twice in the league. That's 6 points, yeah?
And if they don't win 6 points, they don't win the league, it might hurt at the end of the season.
Bro, can you see Ajax winning the league? Buffalo winning the league.
They will find a way to. They will find a way to fuck it up. That's what I believe, and I think they will win it.
I hate it.
They always do.
Well, this is it. Listen, the table don't lie. The table don't lie. And if you end up winning the league, you deserve it, as far as I'm concerned. Whether it be on goal difference, goal scored, number of wanks on the pitch, that's it. But anyway, man, look, I'm pleased that we've got through to the next round. I'm pleased that we beat them. Like I said, I didn't give us a hope in hell, but they proved me wrong. Again, as the tagline says, a broken clock is right twice a day. What more do you want me to say to you, bro? What else do you want?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Man of the match, Banner.
It's difficult to say because Fabi made some important saves. Yep. Panna was brilliant. I think everyone was brilliant from front to back, in all fairness. I think Loizo had a good game. He was getting kicked left, right, and centre, and he was getting a little bit stuck in as well. I'm not going for it. I'm on the fence, bro.
It's nice that we can epidelus na bumen or the embormen na bumen the man of the match because the team actually fucking played like a team and they all had a fucking decent performance.
Yeah.
When did we ever fucking say this season? This is the happiest I fucking felt this season. And yeah. It fucking feels good, man. Again, might be a one and off, but whatever, man. Berasa, man, on to the next one.
Anyway, I think we've done well for 20 minutes, man. But I don't have anything else left to say. Like, I really don't have it. Can you believe it? We've beaten Abel for the first time in, what, since last season. Was it last season we beat him? I can't even remember.
There's something that I wanted to say. You know how we... You remember at the start of the season, we were saying Karim doesn't give a shit and this and that. But let's be honest. Karim has been one of our most passionate, hardworking, and good players.
Yeah, I'm not gonna dispute that. I'm not gonna dispute that at all. I think his performance tonight was very good, very good. In fact, even the first leg, he was very, very good. And I think he's got a point to prove.
Yeah,
I think he's got a point to prove. Yeah. But look, you can compliment players, you can give them their flowers, which they're well entitled to today. But then you go back to say, well, where was this at the beginning of the season? Where was this when we got knocked out of Europe? Where was this against Salamina? Where was this against Ajax? Where was this against, you know, Anorthosis away? Where was this? So it makes you think, like, are you only getting up for these games because you know that the pressure is too much and you really need to fucking put in a shift? Again, I'm the skeptic. I'm the guy that's going to be pissing on people's parades. Fact is, it's a important win. It's a very good win. But where's the standards? Where are the standards? We shouldn't be talking about us not wanting top six so we can focus on the cup. We should be saying, why aren't we going for the title? But again, you know, once again, you know, we it goes back to, you know, the people at the top. And today, you obviously saw it, that fucking Instagram post from that football agency of Bruno saying, you know, Grigori, the CEO of Omonia. He's the CEO of Omonia. I didn't even know. I thought he was just the vice president. He's the CEO for his professionalism. Professionalism. Give me a fucking break, man. Honestly.
Nah,
I could think of other words that end in professional something. Professional this, professional that, but whatever. Group BJ Gani. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So... I'm sorry, the 101 people watching live, or the 97 people watching live. Don't forget to like, if you do like this pod anymore. I think, to be honest, I'm just drained from watching this game because I had a feeling that there would be a fuck-up somewhere. And lo and behold, we got a penalty in injury time against them. What was I saying? Am I dreaming this? Like, is this April Fool's Day? What is this? I'm not complaining. I'm complaining. I just can't believe what I'm seeing.
It was actually a fucking penalty. Bro, I was going to fucking die. I swear to God, I got up and I was walking like a fucking spastic up and down. My dog started barking. I was going to lose my shit. And to be honest, I was like, oh my God, Bezos gonna miss it. Another Hazen Nastilu, man. Thank fucking God.
Yeah, well, he did his job today, Bezos. He did it. There was a couple of moments where he got stuck in. He took one for the team. He took a yellow card for the team. Tactical foul. Gagouli did one as well. And that's what you need to do in getting games like this. You need to slow the game down, especially when your opponent have got their tails up. And as I said, as the game was growing, as the game grew, Abuel grew, and they looked very, very threatening. Fabi made that fantastic save from close range. Like I said, I'm just drained. I'm actually drained.
I can sense that you are, because you know, I've felt the same every fucking podcast we've been doing lately. Like drained, I can feel your energy. That like you're drained. You just want to get.
Yeah, because you know what? This is the first time I've watched the Omonia Abuel game where I haven't had the achos. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, all right, well, I'm expecting us to lose. So anything else is, and even when we got the penalty, I was in the cucina because I had the on my phone. I was like, tell me that this is a fucking piss take. Is someone trolling me? Is someone trolling us? Is this right? Am I seeing something like a penalty in injury time? And I'm gutted that I didn't really react to it, because normally I'd be like, you know, all over the fucking gaff, doing cartwheels. But it's just like, okay. So I'm just going to sit and watch him to see if he's going to miss. And again, it's the negativity, man. I'm never like this.
Never fucking.
I'm fucking never like this. But whatever. Listen, we're in the hat for the next round. So I guess that's something to look forward to. But again, more work to be done. We've got Garmiodisa at the weekend, which ain't going to be easy. What do you think the target is now there, Chris? Now that we've got past our ball, is the target winning the cup? Is that what it is now? Or is it like, well, let's get top six and try and win the cup? Because I think that'd be a bridge too far, man. It'd be too much going for top six and trying to go for the cup.
I'd rather play, again, it's all about standards. I'd rather play in the second group. I'd like many others. Not play so hard and just fucking focus on winning the cup, man, and getting out to Europe. It's not like we're going to fucking get top four or something or get to Europe by playing good football in top six. So why should they kill themselves? And we're being realistic now. Game by game.
It will be victories from now on. I like how he put the laughing emoji at the end, just to double enhance the fact that he's taking the fucking piss. oh boy. Well, look, we've done 27 minutes. I think that's enough. Don't you think that's enough?
Yeah.
I know people are gonna say why are these podcasts longer when we lose and this and that. Well, that's because we rant a lot. And as I said, the cup is just three more matches. We have to go for it. Well, yeah, of course, because this time last season we faced Anorthosis in the next round, didn't we? Yep. Played them in the next round, then we had the final against Ethnigor. But you know, none of these games are going to be like easy. No such thing as an easy game. So, irrespective of who we get in the next round, I mean, ideally, I don't even know who I'd want in the next round. Because haven't beaten Buffalo this season. Last time we played Anorthosis, they dicked us. And then fucking AEL, they're very... Where have you gone?
One sec.
One sec. What the fuck is going on?
Alle Torre. One sec. Bye-bye. Just a missus popped in the room and I had to get a jacket. I'm not really sure on camera.
Saddest thing, we celebrated MC. Yeah, well, there you go. Well, it is what it is, isn't it? But it's like I said, don't renew your season tickets. Don't do it. Don't be fooled by this result, boys and girls. I'm telling you, don't be fooled by it. This is Mr. Negative coming out here, yeah? If we lose to come honestly, we can't make top six. What's one more loss? Well, there you go. There you go. Did we miss the new...
What?
What the fuck? Too much, what is going on?
Too much, bro.
The only nudist we have on this podcast is...
It's my dog.
It's Stefano. You know? he disappeared. Yeah. Where is Stefano, man? Stefano, where are you? Where for art thou, Stefano? Fucking. Anyway, look, I don't know what else to say, man. Do you want to wrap it up? Anything else?
You want me to wrap it up? You'll wrap it up.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Do your thing.
I'm going to do my thing in Greek to represent Roy because my fucking dog is barking like a cunt. Anyhow, μια ανοίγει στο αιώνιο. Πάρα, πάρα, πάρα πολλά σημαντική για πάρα πολλούς λόγους. Confidence. Και υπέρχει να μπορεί να προχωρήσει η ομάδα να κατακτήσουμε το κύπελλο. Επεράσαμε πάρα πολλά δύσκολη χρονιά. Πάρα πολλά δύσκολη χρονιά. Πολύ negativity. Πολλά σχήμα results. Όμως, ένα πράγμα έχει σημασία σήμερα. Εδέραμε. We focus on the next game. Και ξέρω και οι παίχτες θέλουν πάρα πολλά να σώσουν την σεζόν. Πάντα να είμαστε ομόνια. Πάντα να είμαστε τζάμε για την ομάδα. As much as fucking angry they make us and make us feel negative and fuck a day us, πασοδίλης της ημέρας, μια είναι η σημασία. Πάντα ομόνια και πάντα πάμε fucking σιλάκα μου and go to sleep now.
Πράσινες lives matter.
Always.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.